Okay, let me tell you what's really going on in this room here this morning. Or better still, let's let Jesus himself tell us what's really going on in this room here this morning and every morning, and how that maps onto your entire life. One day Jesus told this story. I'm reading from the early part of Matthew chapter 13. Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up and they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. That was the story that Jesus told. Now, this may be the very first parable that Jesus told, so far as we can tell. And even if it was not, it could be counted as the very first parable in importance, because it covers all of Christian living, or the total lack thereof. Perhaps its importance, too, is reflected in the fact that this is a parable that Jesus explained. He didn't often do that with his parables. So that brings us to our reading for this morning. You can follow it along, where Jesus says, "Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Now, you're already doing what this story invites you to do. That is, you're trying to calculate into which of these groups you fall. If I were still teaching screenwriting here at Bethany, I'd adopt this as an assignment. I'd say, write a short screenplay about someone in each of these categories. It wouldn't be hard to do. Any of you could do that, because each of us knows someone who falls into one of these categories. In fact, the person closest to us who falls into these categories is we ourselves. That's true, isn't it? It's not a question of which category we fit into, but it's a matter of realizing that at some time or another, we fall into all of these categories. Look at the enemies of the word that are mentioned here by our Savior. They are in ourselves. They are ourselves. Consider the first, where the seed of God's word falls on the pavement so that the devil comes along and just snatches it out before it has any effect at all. I don't know if Luther invented this cliche, but he used it for these people, in one ear and out the other. And don't tell me you've never sat here in chapel where God's precious word is being proclaimed and you haven't heard it at all. Your mind is a mile away. It's happened to me. Don't blame the birds for snatching away the seed. We give the birds that opportunity ourselves. Or how about the second situation where the seed falls on rocky ground and springs up quickly, and when trouble or persecution comes, it withers away because there's no root? Yes, I proclaim myself a Christian. I do that loudly. But wait. Now I'm out with the gang, and I realize, hey, does that mean I have to live like a Christian? Here with my friends, they might laugh at me. And suddenly, the word of God means nothing. It has withered away. Or in the third case, where the thorns and thistles choke out the word, it's no accident that Jesus identifies these thorns and thistles together as what he says are the cares of this world, that's worrying, and the deceitfulness of riches, that's money. If your main goal in life, if your chief reason for getting a college education at Bethany is so that you can make a lot of money someday, you're risking that these cares and worries will choke out God's word. I promised at the beginning that this would be Jesus' explanation of what's going on here in chapel right now, and that is what's going on right now, isn't it? God's word is falling on you like seed right now. How is the ground? And how does it become good soil? When all those bad things happen, that's our fault. But the good soil, that is God's doing. The Holy Spirit comes to us in this word and creates the good soil purely by God's grace in Jesus Christ. The word of God itself, with its power, pounds on the hard rock of unbelief in our hearts and cracks it and crumbles it into good soil, so that what's going on here in chapel this morning and every morning, you're listening to God's word proclaimed here. And you hear God's law, God's demands of us, his expectations of us, and you look into that law and you realize how far short we have all fallen, and you're sorry, and you repent. And then you hear God's good news, the gospel, and understand how God's Son, Jesus Christ, was sent into this world, and he spent his entire life fulfilling God's law, living up to every expectation of God. And he did that in our place. And then he went into death on the cross. Not because he deserved that punishment of death because of his own sin, because he had none, but because he was bearing our sins and our punishment in our place. And you believe that through your faith in Jesus Christ, which the Holy Spirit has then planted in your hearts, we are washed clean from our sins and have become God's own children and heirs of heaven to live with him now and in eternity. And when all that happens, as it has happened, you know that the Holy Spirit has worked and that the seed of God's word has made you into good soil. And you will, I should say, you are bearing fruit. Do you see that in your life? How this parable describes what's going on here and how what happens here in chapel and in church and in Bible study and classes or on your own, wherever you encounter God's word, how that maps onto your entire life, a life of bearing fruit. Listen to the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 5. Describe your life. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, that's patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Indeed, let us hear God's word as good soil and then walk in the Spirit. Let's rise for prayer. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such a way hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.